Hello, and welcome to the Varonida podcast. I'm your host, Tibbs, and together we're going to dive into the world of digital marketing, advertising, privacy, and how all of this ties to the blockchain. Before we get started, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Varonida_VAD, or find us online at Varonida.com. Following up on our previous episode about what the blockchain can offer to the marketing world, today we're going to talk about the state of digital marketing in 2018. This episode is inspired by a blog post that you can find at medium.com/Varonida. The state of digital advertising in 2018. Can we all agree that digital advertising has made things worse? If you're in this world, you probably know this, but the digital advertising landscape changes every year in response to evolving trends in technologies, changes in regulations, and changes in how the big two, Google and Facebook, tweak their own algorithms. They are the ones dictating the rules in this industry. And 2018 is shaping up to be another important year with a lot of changes. As new trends emerge, marketers will have to adapt how they engage and interact with prospects, end users, and customers at the risk of being left behind and taken over by more proactive competitors. Now, we're going to share some of the trends and changes that we see happening in digital advertising and our outlook for 2018. Adblock usage growing. Ad blocking has become standard practice for many savvy internet users. And according to a forecast by PageFair, the global authority on ad blocking, more than 20% of all internet users are using ad blockers. More importantly, that number is expected to increase by 30% this year alone. In countries like the US, Germany, and the UK, ad blocking is still primarily done on desktop browsers. But in countries like India, China, or Indonesia, browsing happens primarily on mobile devices, and mobile ad block usage can be as high as 60%. Users like you and me are motivated to use ad blockers for several reasons. The first one being slow page speeds. But generally speaking, there are just too many websites which contain so many ads that you can barely read the content. Or when you have the article loaded and ready to go, an annoying pop-up comes up halfway through. That's without even having to talk about privacy and security and the amount of data that advertisers are tracking on our behalf. And all I wanted was to read a list on BuzzFeed. As a response to an increase in the use of ad blockers, more publishers are expected to use tactics to curb ad blocking, such as paywalls or splash screens that hide the content until you deactivate your ad blocker. This works for up to two-thirds of adblock users who actually turn their adblocks off so that they can see the content. But aside from that poor experience, it has the risk of impacting web traffic, conversions, and even make publishers lose their audience altogether. Many users will simply abandon websites with a splash screen and visit a competitor. I know I do. Advertising fraud on the rise. In 2017, we paid a lot of attention to advertising fraud. Businesses and advertisers lost millions of dollars to illegitimate traffic. Most of this fraud is being done through desktop browsers because they have higher rates and are easier to automate. But as overall mobile usage continues to increase, we can expect to see more of a shift where this advertising fraud comes from mobile devices. Companies that use pay-per-install mobile ad campaigns are already reporting cases of fraud. For example, users are prompted to download apps that they think are legitimate, but the apps are actually bots that trigger false clicks on other apps or websites. As a result, Juniper Research predicts that advertisers will lose up to $19 billion because of advertising fraud in 2018 alone. One problem is that advertising fraud occurs in many different ways, including misleading audience inventory, false impressions, fake clicks, and deceptive audience targeting data. One example of a larger ad fraud operation was called the MethBot, first discovered by WhiteOps, a cybersecurity firm with operations in Canada and the US. The fraud was orchestrated by Russian operatives who used over 6,000 domains and over 250,000 URLs to clone big-name publishers such as Vogue or ESPN, and managed to generate up to $5 million per day in advertising through their web copies of well-known publishers. In 2018, many companies are working on various technologies to mitigate this problem. One notable example is the use of a blockchain ledger that records all impressions and separates the fake impressions from the real one. There is also an initiative called ads.txt, run by the IAB Tech Lab, an international research and development group. This project will provide a list of approved ad sellers to help businesses avoid buying unauthorized ad space through programmatic exchanges. But this is only one of many possible solutions. Publishers face declining ad revenues. There are plenty of challenges facing the digital display advertising industry, and they have resulted in shrinking revenues for many online publishers. Some of the common challenges include the growth of ad blocking, as well as diminishing CPM and the emergence of news delivery platforms. Since mobile web browsers can typically show fewer ads units per page, the growing number of mobile users also means reduced ad revenues for publishers. In addition, the CPMs for mobile ads impression are generally lower in comparison with their desktop counterparts. As publishers continue to see an increase in mobile traffic over desktop, and there's a high probability that it will impact their advertising revenue and their bottom line. Another challenge comes from the overall declining in traffic, leading to a drop in ad revenue. For example, BuzzFeed experienced a decline in traffic in 2017 as readers opted for more traditional news sites like the New York Times, Fox News, and the Washington Post. The market is so overwhelmed by publishers that are targeting the same type of mainstream audience, and those with huge budgets are likely to attract more traffic than those with limited resources, even when they are famous pure players like BuzzFeed or Mashable. The takeaway. When done right, display advertising can bring real growth for any business. However, just like any other industry, there are changes and trends that will affect all parties, including users, publishers, ad networks, and advertisers. Adblock usage and ad fraud are on the rise, and publishers are struggling to face off against a decline in revenue. But there are still companies that are thriving in this new landscape. Staying up to date on the latest advertising trends and developments can be quite helpful, and it's important to stay nimble and adapt to changes as they happen. If you're listening to this as a podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, make sure to subscribe, and feel free to leave us a review. Otherwise, catch us on Anchor under the username Varanida or anchor.fm/Varanida. On Anchor, you can interact with us and share your questions and thoughts. And every few weeks, we'll take your questions and respond in a Q&A. Make sure to follow us on Twitter @Varanida_VAD or find us online at varanida.com.